WCAA, Newark, New York.
Lo sentimos. La emisora de radio que ha sintonizado no está en servicio. Por favor, marquen su radio 96.3.
96.3.
Hoy a las 8 de la noche.
We're sorry, you have reached a radio station that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel that you've reached this recording in error, please try 96.3.
96.3.
Tonight at 8.
Lo sentimos. La estación de radio que usted ha sintonizado, 105.9, ha sido desconectada. El nuevo número es 96.3.
96.3.
Hoy a las 8 de la noche.
We're sorry. The radio station you have tuned into, 105.9, has been disconnected. The new number is 96.3.
96.3. Tonight at 8.
El número o código que usted marcó, 105.9, es incorrecto. Por favor, sintonice el número correcto. 96.3.
96.3.
Hoy a las 8 de la noche.
The number or code you dialed, 105.9, is incorrect. Please dial or tune in to the correct number, 96.3.
96.3.
Tonight at 8.
Mensaje 1059. La estación de radio que usted ha sintonizado no está disponible o está fuera del área de cobertura. Para mejor recepción, sintonice 96.3.
96.3.
Hoy a las 8 de la noche.
Message 1059. The radio station you have tuned into is unavailable or out of the coverage area. Please try.
This is Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR, New York.
Good evening, and welcome to WNYC 93.9 and WQXR 105.9. I'm David Garland. Tonight really is a historical broadcast for these two stations. At this moment, WQXR becomes part of the WNYC family, joining 93.9 and AM 820 as a non-commercial station at the new frequency of 105.9 FM. We extend a big welcome to our WQXR listeners. We're thrilled that WQXR is still going to be providing classical music on the radio here in New York City. And it seems appropriate that this amazing amalgamation is broadcast live from Carnegie Hall with this concert by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, since both Carnegie Hall and Orpheus are so important to the classical musical landscape of New York City. As we look forward to a great future for WQXR, we also want to take a minute to honor the great history of the station Here is an excerpt from the WQXR archives, recorded in 1937 and featuring WQXR co-founder John V.L. Hogan.
This is WQXR, New York's only high-fidelity station. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is 9:30 o'clock and the first Monday evening of the month. The time for Mr. John V.L. Hogan, the well-known consulting engineer and president of Interstate Broadcasting Company, to speak to you on the subject of building a better radio service. Mr. Hogan will discuss some of your letters this evening. And now, Mr. Hogan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What we want to do is to put out a program of such quality and character that you will feel that you want to hear WQXR whenever you want to hear radio. So that, in fact, you can leave WQXR turned on as long as you want to listen to radio. Of course, we cannot meet the mood of each one of you at every particular time, but we do believe that we can give you something acceptable at all times. Strangely enough, perhaps, that idea does seem to be working out. Miss Cotonaro of Brooklyn writes to me that it seems that we almost never have to turn our dial to any other station. Also, Mr. Picard of Madison Avenue said to us, we now have WQXR tuned in more than all the other stations put together. And finally, on this point, Ms. Scherr, who does not give her address, says, there is only one bad feature about your station. I can hardly bear to turn it off. Now, of course, letters like those are very gratifying, but please don't think for a moment that we at WQXR are becoming smug or self-satisfied, or convinced that we have completed the job that we are trying to do. We hope that we recognize our imperfections and our limitations, and we hope that our efforts will gradually overcome most of them. We certainly know that we cannot please all of you all of the time, but if you will write to me whenever you have the impulse, and if you will tell me what you think should be done, we can come fairly near to pleasing a great many of you.
That was WQXR co-founder and president John V.L. Hogan, recorded 72 years ago. His hopes for WQXR in 1937 are pretty much the same hopes we share with you tonight. Hogan mentioned WQXR's dedication to quality and character, and we look forward to continuing to offer those same values to you as WQXR begins this very new chapter of its history. In just a moment, we'll go to the stage of Carnegie Hall to hear some thoughts on the future of WNYC and WQXR from Laura Walker, president of WNYC. But before we do that, let me tell you what's coming up on the concert tonight. This performance opens the 37th season of Orpheus at Carnegie Hall, and we'll be broadcasting all five of this season's concerts on WQXR.